بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب ذكر الموت وقصر الأمل. This is the chapter 65 of Riyad al-Salihin with the Fadl and Karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi speaks on remembering death, ذكر الموت, and قصر الأمل, curtailing one's aspirations, not having long aspirations. In here he brings about 5 verses of the Holy Quran to explain or that mention maut and having short aspirations. قال الله تعالى كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Allah Ta'ala says, every soul shall taste death. وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة. And on the day of Qiyamah, you will be given your reward. فمن زحزها عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز. Allah Ta'ala says, whoever will be kept away from Jahannam and entered into paradise, then such a person is successful. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. The life of this world is just goods of deception. It is just enjoyment of deception. In other words, a person is not going to live forever and ever in this world. He will enjoy some type of enjoyment in this world, but the entire world is غُرُور. It is only deception. Allah has created it, and Allah has also created maut. And therefore Allah says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul shall taste death. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتِ. A soul does not know what it will earn the next day. None of us knows what we will earn today, what we will earn tomorrow. We will make an effort, but nobody has got any guarantee this amount he will earn. And also no soul knows exactly where it is going to die. A person travels abroad and you find he passes away there. So exactly where a person is going to pass away, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. What you're going to earn, only Allah ta'ala knows. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When their term in this world expires, when they reach their lifespan, in other words, when the term expires, لا يستأخرون ساعة, they will not be able to delay it for a moment, nor bring it forward. So no person can fast forward his life and say, I want to pass away earlier than the appointed time. Exactly when the time has been fixed for us, that is the time a person will pass away.
وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون.
We had this just now in Fajr Salah, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O believers, let not your wealth nor your children neglect you from Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. In other words, the love for your wealth, your love for your children must not stop you from remembering Allah, from performing your salat, your dhikr, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever does so, then he is from the losers. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, and spend in charity from that which we have sustained you, from the rosy that we have given you. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Before maut comes to you, before death comes to any one of you. Then when maut is coming to him, now when he's leaving this world, what does he say? فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. Oh Allah, why don't you delay me for just a little bit more extra time, to a closer time now. In other words, give me a few more days. فأصدق, I can give some sadqa. وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, I'll be from the pious. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah Ta'ala shall never give grant respite to any soul when the time arrives for maut. So no person will be given any more time, not even a second. And Allah is all aware of whatever you do. Then وَقَالَ تَعَالَى حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. Until when the time comes for death, then they say, oh Allah, return me. Let me go back into this world. لَحَلِّي أَعَمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ, so that I may just do some good deeds which I have left. I have not done good deeds. Let me go back and do good deeds. كَلَّا. Allah says, never. إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. It is a statement that he utters. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يُوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. And behind him, after him now, after maut, is the period of barzakh, where a person is inside the qabr, until the day of qiyamah. فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ, and when the trumpet will be blown on the day of qiyamah, Allah says, فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ
وَلَا يَتَسَأَلُونَ. There will be no family ties. In other words, no father can help the son, no mother can help the daughter, no brother can help the sister. Every person will be fleeing away and running away from and escaping from the other. So neither there will be any family ties between them, nor will they even ask about each other. Everybody will be worried about himself. Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. When our a'mal, our deeds will be weighed. So if the good deeds are weighty, they are weightier than the evil deeds. So this is a sign that the person now is successful. Allah says, whosoever skills are heavier, then they are the successful. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. And that person whose skills are light, in other words, he has done more bad deeds and good deeds, hardly any good deed. فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَاسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ. And they are those who have put themselves in a loss, and they shall remain in Jahannam forever and ever. تَلْفَحُ وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارُ وَهُمْ فِيهَا كَالِحُونَ. Allah says, the fire will scorch their faces, and they'll be disfigured in Jahannam. أَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِي تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَكُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِبُونَ. Allah will then tell them and remind them, were my verses not recited to you? But you used to reject them. إِلَىٰ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَىٰ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدِ سِرِينَ. Till the verse Allah Ta'ala then mentions that you will be asked, how long did you tarry in this world? How many years did you live for in this world? So the person, the people in Jahannam will say, قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أُبَعْضَ يَوْمًا. They will say, perhaps we live in this world for just one day or part of a day. Imagine, the several, so many years a person lives in his world, all will be forgotten on the day of Qiyamah and Jahannam, and the person sees Jahannam. May Allah protect us from Jahannam. فَاسْأَلِ الْعَادِينَ. He'll say, then ask the counter, those who counted, ask them. We can't remember exactly how long that we lived in this world. قَالَ إِلَّا لَبِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Allah will say, yes, you lived just for a little while, a short while. لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. If only you knew. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah says, did we create you in vain for no purpose in this world? And you thought that you will not be returned to us? No, this is not the case. So Allah Ta'ala has created us for a purpose, and we have to fulfill that purpose. It should not be on the day of Qiyamah. Now we regret and we have that remorse when it is too late. And therefore Allah Ta'ala then says, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has not the time come for the believers that they should submit themselves, they should humble, their hearts should humble themselves to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what Allah has sent down, the truth that Allah has sent down, the Quran. In other words, time has come now for us to obey Allah Ta'ala's instructions. We should humble ourselves. We should not show the arrogance and pride and move away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turn away from the Quran. Allah says, وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Do not become like those who were given the book before, the Torah, the Injil, etc. And then a long time elapsed and no Nabi came. And in that time what happened? فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts became very, very hard. When their hearts became hard, they became ghafil of Allah. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Large number of them were sinners. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah make us understand that mort is a reality. And since we're not going to live in this world forever and ever, the aspirations we have should be shortened and curtailed. Not having long, long aspirations that 20 years time and 50 years time I will do this and do that and so many things will happen. Because we do not know when mort will strike. When mort comes, it comes at its appointed time. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.